From the farm in the field to your house and your table, Ag Matters in Southern Wisconsin. This program is presented in cooperation with the Ag Business Council of Rock County to help us all discover the many reasons why ag matters. And brought to you in part by the Bank of New Glarus in Belleville, Broadhead, Judah, Monroe, and New Glarus. At the Bank of New Glarus, ag matters. And now here's your host, Jim Raymond.
Well, good morning, Southern Wisconsin. It's a great day in Southern Wisconsin. I want to welcome you to our radio program, Ag Matters. This is Jim Raymond from the Rock County Ag Business Council, and we're here today to talk about my favorite subject in the world of agriculture. Because from food to fiber, from what you eat to what you wear, ag matters. Now, today's show is sponsored by Steve Quaddy, the district sales manager for Wiffle Hybrids. Now, Wiffle Hybrids specializes in just producing seed corn. They are the seed corn professionals. You get the top-of-the-line seed corn genetics and the personal local attention of a dealer right here in southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois. Want to see what Wiffle Hybrids can do for you? Hey, give Steve a call, 608-247-1040. Steve Quaddy, he knows just as I do that ag matters. Now, my guest today is Josh Camps, the new University of Wisconsin Crops Extension Agent for Rock, Jefferson, and Walworth Counties right here in southern Wisconsin. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, boy, we're going to have a good time. We're going to talk about agriculture and, a little bit of the history maybe of ag extension.
Let's do it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I know of a lot of those ag extension agents because I'm old. So I know the ones that were here in the county. Well, before we get to the show, we speak with Josh. We have reached that part of the program we call Ask a Farmer. Today's question is, as long as we're going to be talking about the University of Wisconsin Extension Office, let's have a quick review on just what the history of UW Extension is. Well, the word extension implies that it extends the University of Wisconsin research out across the entire state. This implication is absolutely correct. Back in 1862, long time ago, President Abraham Lincoln signed legislation to establish land-grant colleges across the nation. University of Wisconsin was one of them. It provided land title to the universities in the form of a land grant so they could sell this land, generate money to fund educational research to help agriculture, science, and engineering. Research in agriculture took off, and our country has benefited from it for centuries. With the passage of the Federal Smith-Lever Act in 1914, a system called the Cooperative Extension Service was formed, and that provided funds to create the university extension offices across all the states, including Wisconsin. This allowed the University of Wisconsin staff to be stationed in counties across Wisconsin, including Rock County, so agricultural research done in Madison was dispersed through the local agricultural agents. And Rock County's had some great ones. Hugh Alberts, Dennis Nearing, Randy Thompson, Bob Ziegler, just to name a few. There are more. Our latest addition to this long list of ag agents, though, is Josh Camps. And we're going to get a chance to meet him in just a moment right here on Ag Matters. Now, remember, today's show is sponsored by Steve Quaddy, District Sales Manager for Wiffle Hybrids. Steve is supported by a local sales representative force that's here. It includes Nate Woodman of Janesville. So give Steve a call, 608-247-1040. He knows just as I do that ag matters.
Ag Matters will return after this.